Chapter 11. Sudden Changes. The next morning, Emma watched the rain from her window, feeling lonely and sad. But in the afternoon, the wind changed, the sky cleared, and the sun came out. It was summer again. Emma went out into the garden and felt the warm sun on her face. There was a beautiful smell from the brightly coloured flowers. She walked round the garden quietly for a while. Suddenly, she saw Mr. Knightley coming through the garden door towards her. They greeted each other and continued to walk round the garden together. She asked about his brother John and the children. He asked about her father, but the conversation was uncomfortable and he was often silent. Emma sensed him looking at her and was worried that he wanted to talk to her about Harriet. She hated the silence and decided to try and talk to him properly. "I've got some surprising news for you," she began. "Really?" he replied. "What kind of news?" "Oh, the best kind of news," she smiled. "A wedding." "If you mean Jane and Frank, I know about that already," he said. Then he was silent again. Suddenly, Mr. Knightley took Emma's hand and pressed it to his heart. "Emma, please don't be sad," he said very kindly. "You'll forget all about him soon. I'm only sorry for Jane. She deserves a better man than Frank." "You're very kind," sighed Emma, "but you're wrong about my feelings. I never loved Frank, and he didn't love me. I liked him and enjoyed being with him for a while, but it wasn't love." Mr. Knightley listened carefully and then spoke slowly. "I need to tell you something, Emma." Emma believed that he was going to tell her about him and Harriet, and she couldn't bear to hear it. "No, no, don't tell me," she cried. "Take your time. Think about what you're going to say." He shook his head, but didn't say another word. Emma couldn't bear to hurt him. "I'm sorry," she said slowly. "I'll tell you what I think, as a friend." "As a friend?" he cried. "I don't like that word. Tell me, Emma," he said in a passionate voice, "is there any chance at all that you could love me?" Emma saw the clear expression of love in his eyes and couldn't find any words. For once in her life, Emma Woodhouse was speechless. "Dearest Emma," he continued, "I'm in love with you. I think I've always been in love with you. You understand my feelings, but please tell me if you feel the same." Emma didn't have to reply. The look in her eyes told Mr. Knightley exactly what he hoped to hear from her. They walked back towards the house hand in hand. Emma couldn't believe how her life had suddenly changed in just a few moments. She had come outside feeling depressed and lonely. She was returning inside, overjoyed and content. They sat down to have some tea with Emma's father, but didn't tell him anything. It was too soon. Emma knew that while her father was still alive, she couldn't get married. She could only be engaged. He would be lost if she left him and went to live at Donwell Abbey. They discussed their future later, and Mr. Knightley offered a solution to that problem. He would come and live at Hartfield after the wedding. Emma was delighted. They told Emma's father the next day. Poor man. When he heard the news, he was so shocked that he tried to make Emma change her mind. He reminded her again and again that she had always said she would never marry. "But father," she said, "you love Mr. Knightley, don't you?" "Of course I do, my dear," he replied. "But he always helps you with anything you ask him, doesn't he?" she continued. "Yes, yes, my dear," said Mr. Woodhouse, "but..." Emma interrupted him. "Now we'll all live together, and you can see him every day," she said with a smile. "Won't that be nice, father? Nothing's going to change, you'll see." As Mr. Knightley talked about all the pleasant things they could do together at Hartfield, even Mr. Woodhouse began to feel a little bit happy that his darling Emma was getting married. Isabella and John were also very happy. Two Woodhouse sisters marrying two Knightley brothers. How amusing! Now that Emma didn't have to worry about her father's reaction, she longed to talk and dream about her future. But there was one thing she had to do first: to tell Harriet. Emma was very worried about her friend's reaction. She knew Harriet would need time to get used to the idea, and maybe a few weeks apart would be a good thing. She asked Isabella to invite Harriet to London for a few weeks. There were plenty of enjoyable and interesting things to do there, and Harriet was happy to accept the invitation. Before Harriet left, Emma wrote her a letter explaining that she was going to marry Mr. Knightley. Harriet sent congratulations in a reply and said that she was very happy to go to London. She also seemed relieved not to have to see Emma for a while.